In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory.
Theodore Roosevelt not only served as 26th President of the United States, he was an explorer, a naturalist, a rancher, a hunter, a military man, and many other tasks. Really a fascinating and accomplished life. After Roosevelt died, historians combed through documents he left behind. They, of course, discovered lots and lots of important ones and lots of unimportant ones. But among all his presidential documents, they found a recipe for rabbit stew, and favorite was scribbled in on the side. Either he or someone in his family had written favorite on the side of this recipe. And this recipe began, first, catch the rabbit. Now on the surface, it's kind of funny because of how obvious it is. But when you think about it, it's really great advice. When making rabbit stew, first catch the rabbit. You can do all the other things. You can cut and prep all the vegetables. You can dry and the spices and measure and add them right. You can get the wood for the stove. You can pump the water. But without a rabbit, it's not rabbit stew. First, you need to catch the rabbit. You put the most important things first. And a lot of historians believe that this was among his presidential documents as advice to himself as he's going through his duties of office. Always put first things first. First, catch the rabbit. Now, this week in the church, we celebrate the Nativity of the Virgin Mary. Begins the church year. We're beginning our school year. And Mary's birth marks the dawn of the coming of Jesus Christ. Sunrise itself is yet to come, but in Mary the light of dawn is beginning. Her nativity, her birth signals that salvation is at the very gates, that the Lord is just one generation behind. And as summer ends and vacations conclude and kind of the normal work schedule returns for us, this feast stands as a calling and a reminder that as we renew and resume our working lives, that we have one main goal and one main priority in this life. And that main priority is none other than the person of Jesus Christ. With all the things to distract us, it's like the church is saying, you know, dawn is here. Dawn is here. Christ is at the very gates in your life. Be sure that he is first in your hearts. Be sure that he is first in your minds, not just someday into the future, but that today he is first in your minds. Daily he is first in your hearts. First, catch the rabbit and let the other things fall where they may. Now, our familiar gospel of Mary and Martha gives us a similar message. Jesus comes to the house and Mary is rapt with attention at his words, hanging not only on what he is saying, but soaking in his very presence. And Martha, as we know, gets distracted with lots and lots of serving. So eventually, like any good sister, she comes out and complains about Mary. And she says, Lord, tell her to help me. And Jesus says, no, first catch the rabbit. Well, he doesn't use those exact words. But that's the message. If life is rabbit stew, then Jesus is the rabbit. First, you put him in your life and let the other things fill in around him. Here is the savior of your life, he is saying. Here is the savior of the lives of everyone around. He's teaching in your home. You're worried about cutting vegetables. Put first things first. Mary has it figured out. First comes the soul. First comes the spirit. First comes what is eternal. First, cling to Christ as if your life depends on it, because in fact it does. First, catch the rabbit. Now I know there are a lot of Martha fans in this world, and I'm one of them, who are thinking, yes, yes, Father Chris, but the work still has to get done, doesn't it? Well, this story is not condemning work. This story is not condemning hard work. Jesus does not rebuke Martha for serving. While she's serving, he lets her serve. He rebukes her for being worried and troubled and distracted, and most of all, for complaining. He doesn't rebuke her until she starts complaining. It's not the serving. It's what Martha let the serving do to her spirit. Instead of filling her with joy and empathy and kindness, her work filled her with resentment. And Jesus is saying that's not what work is supposed to do in this world. Good work should fill us with a certain amount of happiness. Now, locally speaking, I don't think it escapes anyone's notice that we get this reading each year the week before our harvest festival. Maybe that's God's way of smiling down at us. I don't know, but it never escapes my notice. Because it is an event in this church with an awful lot of work attached to it. And it's crucial that we understand that Jesus is not condemning serving and he's not rebuking hard work. He is concerned if our work results in and leads to kindness and empathy and joy. And it's important to remember that as a community, we are church. We are the people of God. And as individuals, we are spiritual creatures created in the image and likeness of God. And so are our guests. And therefore, taking care of spiritual needs and spiritual possibilities of each one comes first. You know, those needs are not met unless we have a Christ-first attitude, even in the middle of hard work. But when we are Christ-first, then hard work will produce joy and peace and kindness. When making rabbit stew, first catch the rabbit. When being the church, first catch Christ. You know, there's a famous German painter named Adolf Menzel. He began a painting of King Frederick conferring with generals before a great battle. It was a historic scene. And Menzel painted all the scenery and the generals first. And he was going to do the king last. He wanted to save the king for the last part of this painting. He had saved a space for him. But unfortunately, Menzel died before he could finish. And so in this Berlin museum, there's this painting. You can probably get it on Google Images. Of all these generals sitting around this conference table, this war table, and then there's this gap in the middle, and this king is shadowed in where he left room for him, but he never actually painted the king. And I think it can be a life lesson to us. We go through day after day worried and troubled about many things, but we're lying to ourselves because we say we will make room for the king later. And as we come to the end of another day, or the end of another week, or the end of another month, or like Menzel, our life, we never got around to finding a place to put the king in, because there was always going to be time later. So I'd like us to today make a pact. Today we make room for the king first. Tomorrow we make room for the king first. Every day this week, the Savior's words, the Savior's presence come first. This harvest festival will be a Christ-first harvest festival. The rest of this year will be a Christ-first year. And this one chance that you get at life will be a Christ-first life. If we can't take a lesson from Mary and Martha, at least take one from Theodore Roosevelt. When making rabbit stew, first catch the rabbit. Amen.
Amen.